Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Sue is from Shropshire in the UK and lives with her four children. She is known for her two sides of every story shows and her quote, sitting on the garden fence. Ask Sue from Out for England, never mind America, gives a voice to the voiceless, gives spiritual guidance and unites advocates from all over the world for all causes. So with no further ado, we welcome the one, the only, Ask Sue.
Hi and good evening and welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Obviously tonight is making a bit of a difference because I don't think we'll be hearing as many as American voices as we usually hear on the Ask Sue Show. So I'd love to welcome all of the UK guests to the show tonight. And obviously it is on a very, well, what can I say? To those that are listening and you've been listening to the show for quite some time, the only thing I can say is this is probably as close to a Lennox story as I've heard, to be honest. It is yet again the part where a council has decided to have their own rules, if you like. Macca's had this land for 32 years. He's actually been on this land for 32 years. And it is public land, but has been obviously signed over. And various different things have gone on, which we'll bring Macca onto the show in a minute. But during the other day, just the other day, we did have, the story came out, and a few people messaged me and asked me, would I actually put this on the airwaves to tell people exactly what went on the 17th of October. This, let me just say to some people, is very upsetting. And some of the things that you are going to hear that could cause people some distress on how severe it's actually become. And also, let me just say to people, there may be bad language. So if there's young children listening, please be aware of this. Although I do ask everybody to respect the fact that there are people that do not like the bad language and also the fact that there will be or could be children listening. Obviously, in the UK, it's 8 o'clock at night, so some of them may be already tucked in bed. So let me just say to you all as well, if you want to have a look at this story, please go to www.asksueradioshow.com. That's www.asksueradioshow.com. And just for those that have been messaging me and asking me to, could I add them as a friend, I've got no problem with friend requests. It's just that Facebook has gone and given me yet another ban, would you believe? So I can't add friends. So if I've not answered you, please don't take offense. It's not that, one, I've been very busy, and two, because of the fact that Facebook, if you are banned from sending friend requests, you also can't message people that aren't friends. So please don't think that I've been rude if I've not got back to you. I have had various problems with Facebook today, and obviously I will try to catch up with everybody. We're doing the show tonight, but obviously we're not going to just leave Macca after tonight. We will be coming back and asking more questions as well. So with no further ado, first of all, I've got to find Macca on one of these lines. So let me just do a random guess and see if Macca's on one of these. Hi, is this Macca?
It is, girl, yep.
Right. Hello, darling. How
Macca,
are you doing?
Yeah. All right. Not too bad. All right. Could be better.
Yeah. What a few days you've had. I know that your phone lines have been crazy busy, to say the least, and...
Yeah, hectic.
I've just got to say to everybody, we have made this to international. We're going on the Ask Sue Show because, as you all know, we've got American listeners. And I've got to say, Macca, even though you're in the UK, I know that a lot of American people have actually been getting in touch and asking what they can do to help you. I mean, you must be amazed by the response you've had.
To be honest with you, it's been more than we've ever wished for, to be honest with you. You know, we don't even think we'd have half of this response. We don't even, you know, we just wanted people to know just around the areas, the story, what's actually going on, like, as a lot of them knew. But, like, the way it's gone now, like, you know, it's gone mad more than what we'd have ever thought of.
Exactly. One thing I'll say with the advocates, when all egos are put aside, they connect and they unite. Do you know what I mean? And when it comes to animals and things like that, it's a whole different story. So let's start off, Macca. I don't want to go straight into about the horses. I want to go back first. Like, about how you come across the field and, you know, how many years ago is it since you first got the field?
Well, my mum and dad moved in at the house at least about 35 to 36 years ago. I mean, it's I'm not going to run the area down, but it's not the best of areas as it is. Like, people make do. You know, people ain't got a lot. And the field in question at the back of the house, it used to be called the graveyard because there was always stolen motors being dumped here. There was rubbish all over the place. It was a swamp, dull marshland. So the police never used to do anything about moving the vehicles, the burnouts. You know, the council never used to bother. So we decided our horses was already on there. When the police used to chase people, the one time, they loose the Alsatians off after these people running through the field. And we're saying to them, you can't, the dog's there, our horses are about, which our horses are still on here then. And we found out 2 days later, one of our little Shetland ponies, what was ready for giving birth, was dead in the trees where the dog had bit its nose off and killed it. And we didn't know nothing about it because it was like 3 o'clock of the morning. And since that time, we fenced it off, and then we've never had no more trouble down here since. There was no rubbish being dumped. There was no cars being burnt out because people around the area knew as like it was classed as Macca's Field then, and they never bothered down here then. It was just like kept tidy. And the playing fields is like Mr. Baird's been on about, the council worker, was the playing fields. You've seen the pictures, what's on my Facebook, as he's classing as the playing fields. Every time the kids keep making little tracks and jumps on there for the BMX bikes to play on, they just keep coming with the bulldozers and smashing them down. So why don't they do something with the field?
Yeah.
It's two separate fields, and he's trying to class it as one field, and it's not, and he knows it's not like. But we've kept it clean ever since, maintained it. We've trimmed the trees back. The council have never been down once in 32 years. We've kept the fence right. The trees, the grass, you know, we've had stables there with the horses. I don't know, just had new stables put up, what's cost £2,500. I put them up about 4 months ago, what was there. They wouldn't even let us take them down. And then, look, you know, when they found out we was putting in for a possession in reorder, because after 12 years, you could, like, got rights to own it if there's no interference, which there hasn't been in the 32 years. So we spoke to a solicitor over it, and apparently at the land registry at Coventry, there wasn't any deeds or anything of knowing that the land was there. So the solicitor's come off his own back, measured everything up, got the map, put it on the map, took pictures of everything as it was of the fence and took them in, and then they put it on the map, and it was pending. It was on hold to be put in our name. Because the council have known we're putting in for it, for possession of order, they don't like it. So they come down the one day and saying, we've got to come off the field. But we're saying, it's on hold, it's going into our name, you don't own it. And they admitted they didn't own it. They said, we don't own it. They said, but you're not allowed to be on here. But we've been on there for 32 years.
Yeah.
And then the morning's come. We spoke to our solicitor over it, and he said it's on hold at the Coventry. So, you know, obviously it's as good as our land. There's other people around the area, not close to the area. But we know other people who's done exactly the same thing from years ago and then claimed their land years ago through looking after it, because the council wasn't interested in it and cleaning up after it and looking after it. And they might have to go through all this crap what we've gone through, of having our horses shot and the other 8 taken, and we can't find out where they are. You know, they might even have none of this game. And it's just like, you know, them trying to say it's for, they want to get it back for the community. There's that many hundreds of acres of land what's opposite the side of the road where they've knocked a full estate down, and it's just full of fly tipping rubbish now. They've knocked houses down what they could have just left and built back up. You know, and them trying to say they want the field back for the community. If they want it back for the community, why don't they do something with the playing fields, what it's so-called, next door?
Exactly.
It's just overrun with bushes and trees. When years ago, it used to be like for kids to play football and that on, but you're never allowed on there. You know, it used to be a motorbike track when I was a kid. And, you know, that was on there for years. And then all of a sudden, they just come and smashed it down. So the kids tend to be mixing and skateboards and scooters. They made a little track on there, which they always do every few months, and make the hills back up. But they just keep coming and smashing them down. Nobody seems to be allowed to go on there. So what can they call it, playing fields, if the kids can't do nothing?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, and then, look, they're just coming, trying to come there. But apparently, it's supposed to be the one for building. Because apparently, they're supposed to be, they're trying to get planning for 400 houses on it, with the land next door to it.
Good grief. So in the first place, then, there wasn't an intention, you weren't thinking yourself, well, we've been here 5 years, so if we wait another time, was it just the fact that it came about, you realised you'd been on there 12 years and you got these rights, or was it the fact that you thought to yourself, well, we'll shut up for 12 years and then we'll claim it? What was your thought
at
the beginning?
It ain't not been the factor that at all. Like, it's not for 12 years, like 32 years. I mean, we've had this on here because we've always had animals. I mean, my granddad's had horses, his granddad's had horses, his dad's had horses. It's passed through the generations of horses. Horses is what made the country. They've always been animals in our horses and animals in our family, passed down through generations after generations. They've always been on land, what's close to us. They've always been looked after. There's never been nothing happened to any of them. Regarding the cost, as it's been sorted out, there's never an animal suffered. But we've just had them at the back of our house because it's close, which it has for 32 years. It's been like our back garden.
Yeah.
So it's like everybody's new around the area. You can have somebody come from out the area and they'll say, well, where's Macclesfield? If it's by Macclesfield, they know straight away where they're going to get to.
Exactly.
You know, it's more of a landmark place, as like people from around say, oh, stand by Macclesfield. You know, it's known all over as Macclesfield. I mean, in the paper clipping, about 15 years ago, there was a motorbike crash on the Red Gras, which is the playing fields. Two lads, the air ambulance come, and the police officers even said, wait at the road next to Macclesfield. It was in the newspapers as classed as Macclesfield. You know, the police have always known it as Macclesfield. But I can't understand what the problem is now, because it's been said as... They want it for planning permission, for planning. But why down the build on the field what's opposite the road on the other side where they've knocked houses down? There's 100 acres or more there. You know,
and they just
want to come on this little spot here, which probably only 2 acres, an acre and a half.
And do you know what?
It's not a massive field, it's just trees.
Yeah. But the other thing is, though, Mac, there's not enough places for kids nowadays. We're going a little bit off subject here, but it's not enough places for kids nowadays anyway. We've all know what it's like for kids, but in certain communities, it's good because you know people watch other people's kids and stuff. You take away those sort of places, and where are they going to end up?
Yeah, well, exactly. This is like my argument is with them as well, because I tried about, I think it was about 10 years ago, where kids had motorbikes. And we had the motorbike track on there, and there was uproars of it with the council. None of the residents moaned at all, not one. Only somebody from like half a mile away or 3/4 of a mile away, a couple of people that moaned about it. But it wasn't nowhere near them. Now, this field was close to people's back of us. These didn't complain about the noise. So we was going up to meetings with the council and you know, trying to get them to come. We wanted, you know, to make something for the kids too. You know, to try and keep them off the streets and try and help them out. Now, we was doing that off our own back, you know, to try and get something going for the kids. The kids was loving it, and then all of a sudden they just come one day, said stop, and then they come and bulldoze the lot off. And that's how the field's been since now for at least probably 8 to 10 years now or more. It's just overgrown rubbish, and they just don't bother with it. Now, our field would be the same, full of rubbish and overgrown and marsh still, and shrubbery, if we hadn't fenced it off and kept people off it. Well, not like kept people off it, but like stopped them from dumping on there and, you know, burning cars out in there like they did do on the other field. Because God knows what it would have been like if we hadn't done that and kept it clean and tidy and looked after it for so long. You know, if it had been the other field, the next field, and the same, if they'd have left it in our hands as it was in the first place, they didn't need to sign it over to us or anything. If they'd have left it to us, we would have kept it all clean and tidy. So the kids have somewhere to play, because everybody around the estates and the neighbourhood, they always come and bring their kids down. So how can they say that the horses was dangerous when everybody come down and put the little babies on them to see them and the chickens and see them, you know? So why would everybody put themselves in their own kids in danger over it?
Yeah, but the other thing is, if them horses and everything were in endangering people, they would have already had phone calls to the council months and years ago,
exactly,
saying that there was a problem.
Exactly.
And,
there's never
and
even
just
been
say,
one incident.
Yeah,
in all the years,
Yeah, I must just say that the one thing that I've seen is you are definite part of the community, because the amount of people have stood behind you and said, oh,
yeah,
no, mate, no, the field's this, that and the other. And I've got to say to everybody that's messaged me, I have not had Macca, one person go against you.
Yeah.
Not one.
Well, we was expecting.
Do you mean?
You know, obviously of how much people we've had support, I was expecting a good few as to say something against it, to be honest with you, which is only like, you know, normal, really, because you can't have everything your way. It's like what it is, like, you know what I mean? So I've been thinking all the last few days, somebody's got something bad to say, but, you know, obviously you can't have it all your way and be all good.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? You're doing better than me, because even in my game I get the haters, so you've done better than me. As much as I try, I can tell you. You better join the show, I think. You might help me out here.
Well, I'll get a few more people watching.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you. But, do you know, the thing is, you know, a lot of the times, you know, we do these exposures and you'll always get the ones that want to do the hate thing. And this is what gets me, is the fact that people are so quick to jump on things. But I've got to say that everybody that has got in contact have been 100% behind you, or the whole way.
Yeah.
Now, when my email stops messing about, I have got an email from the Walsall Council. I did contact both the police and the Walsall Council, and I will read out the Walsall Council email when I find it, but it is actually exactly the same as what they'd already put out there anyway. But they did email me back with that. No, so I'm not going to knock them, because they did at least have the decency to reply to me, even though it was something that was already out there, but I respect that. But the thing is, there's got to be something about, somebody obviously decided to do this. Where did it actually come from, Macca? Do you know where it actually came from? Was it the council themselves that put this out there?
Well, the only people what was there who was giving orders, the other 40 officers, there was like at least 40 upwards of officers, right? Now, they were stopping us from coming out to our gate, at least 15 of them. They'd got the rest of the field and the exits covered. There's only one officer, I don't know if it's Sergeant Dixon or Nixon, they said it was, and that Michael Greenfield. Them was the only two people what was giving orders to everybody else, and we kept on trying to come to them, say to them, come here, we want to resolve it, let us give us a chance to catch them, and we'll move them ourselves, let us take the stairs down, give us an hour and we'll move it, stop all this, what you're doing now, put it all to a stop as it is before they started smashing the fence down, and we'll move them ourselves. And there's going, no, step out the gate and you're being arrested. That's all we got, with smirks on the faces, smiles on the faces, just laughing at us. And I'm saying, well, you know, these horses are going to be killed, because we know of the girl. A lot of people know her from round by her where she lives, what she's been doing. She's done it to a lot of people. And she's took them in front of their faces with the police. You know, so we know what they're doing with them. A lot of people, you know, 10 people, 2 rungs out of it. You know, but 10 people out of 10 who said all exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, so what she's been doing with them. But, you know, we tried and pleaded, me and my nephew pleaded and pleaded with them to try and help give us an hour to shift them. Don't forget, it's 5 o'clock in the morning now. We're saying, come on, let's give us an hour, we'll move them. We've got another field across the road. You know, we could have just took them straight to within the matter of a few minutes for them to stop what they was doing, and they wouldn't. And I said, well, where's your warrant to take it? They said, we don't need a warrant because we're not on your property. We're not at the house. And I was saying, well, you need a warrant to take the horses. They said, well, we don't need a warrant to take the horses because we ain't here to take your horses. We're just here to make sure there's no trouble. But obviously, they come for something, for coming with 40 officers upwards. You know, and that's all we got. We're going, well, let us stop. Leave us our horses. Let us take our horses. And as all we got out of them was laughs on the faces saying, come out the gate and you're being arrested. And we was going, well, on what grounds? You was going, because you're disturbing us from stopping us from doing what we've got to do. But then they're telling me and my nephew and other people who's here, them saying, we're only here to keep the peace. But what gives them the right to say, step out to save your animals and you're going to be arrested yourself?
Good
you know,
grief.
And then with, you know, it's just ridiculous as the people are leading our horses off across the field.
Yeah.
You know, it's
so
like
the
kids' animals.
Yeah. Did they actually contact Jumaka before the actual, this morning
race? No,
they
just landed up. No, they just come in the morning and done it.
So no warning whatsoever. When was the last time you'd heard from them before this?
It's got to have been a couple of months before, as with the walk down lot, because there's a driveway, see, to the back of our house. That's what parts us from the field.
Right.
Where they come into our back gardens.
Right.
Well, the gully only used to come, see, as our street is, the gully only used to come halfway up the houses. But we had the field for about 8 to 10 years by now, when we made that extra little bit of drive for about 4 houses down to come into our garden.
Yeah.
So there's never been a problem of it. We've paid the council, I think it's £28 a year for the use of the drive to come to the back of our house, which them never even met. They never even come and maintain the gully. We have to maintain the gully, the drive. None of the other neighbouring people do. It's only us what come and maintain it. We're the only one that sorts it out when there's holes and I'd pour it or tidy the rubbish up, what people keep dumping as they come down the gully. It's only us what keep doing it. The council never come and do it. But everybody else, you know, it only seems like it's on ours all the while. It's us. You know, and there's only us whatever clean it up. Even when other people dump, we come and pick it up and clean it up because, you know, it's our drive. It's our access to the back of our house. You know, so it's like... How much would it be costing the council for all these years to keep coming and cleaning it up all the while and we ain't doing it for nothing? And then this is the thanks we're getting of them coming shooting our horses.
Well, I just want to say to everybody else, and I'm sure I'm going to have a round of applause when I say this, but I don't know about everybody else, but, Michael, I'm going to get you back on the show another time after this. Don't think that we do show tonight and then we dump you to one side and leave you be. It doesn't happen like that. Everybody knows
that's all
I do follow-up
shows.
I'll
get the story out properly.
Yeah, but I tell you what I would like to do after this show, and this is something I'm going to look into for you. I've heard, and this is good things from everybody, and I've got a couple of things I want to read out to you that I've been sent.
Yeah.
And my thought, and I don't know what everybody else thinks of this, and maybe you can email me, everybody, if you think this is a good idea. All I've heard you say is about how much you've done for this community, and your community has obviously stood right behind you. I think the best thing you could do, and excuse the expression, but really very much annoy the council. And I would actually look into getting grants, and I would actually start to think about the fact of you and your community standing together and saying, right, okay, council, that's fine. You want to fight us, that's fine, you stand up to us, but you've got to stand with that community now and say, right, we'll sort the field out this week as well, and we'll sort out all about the horses and everything. But once you've done that, I would actually then set up a community group. And I would actually start taking over the actual playing fields because I know for a fact in the UK there is loads of grants available for people like you and your community to be able to make a difference. And to me, you deserve to have that. After what I'm hearing and what people have sent to me, I think that you more than deserve that.
Yeah. So I wouldn't mind doing it, to be honest with you. I wouldn't, you know, if someone's to help the kids out.
As soon as we sorted
there's
the horse
nothing around here
story.
At all.
Yeah.
There's nothing around here at all to help the kids out. I mean, I've got 3 kids myself. They like to play on the field there and make little jumps up to keep them occupied as well, you know, with their mates. And then they just keep coming and smashing nails down. It's like them giving them something and then them trying to do something with themselves. It's like they'd want to be running around the streets doing silly things and getting arrested. It's like them driving them out the area where they know they ain't making no mess or, you know, getting into trouble. And it's like them trying to drive them into trouble.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, and they ain't hurting nothing on the fields.
No, exactly. And the thing is, no, like I said to you, you know, I've got one letter from a lady, and she's saying to me, you know, the horses are as much as part of the community as the field and the actual playing fields, as they class them.
Yeah, because they've been here for that long. I mean, we even do shows, like I've seen it, you know, showed in the paper earlier, what I put on the news clipping from 2006 when the expression saw finally come out and took a picture of what it was like. But we do that every year. We, you know, people do have the skill proms. We don't charge them nothing. We dress it up nice for them on the horse and cart and go and take them on the proms. It's, you know, it's like the whole community's together. We help each other out. Don't know if they need a hand on anything. They come down and help, we help them. You know, it kind of sounds like we turn our back on anybody. We help out if we can.
I tell you what, I think we just need a Macca in every village. We could start a new craze here, I think.
You don't
want
to say that to these council here. They don't want me, do they?
Do you know what, I've got three girls, right, and I've got two more proms to come yet, so you might have just dropped yourself straight in it there.
Well, you can just phone your army number now.
So everybody, if you want
I ain't got no horses now, have I, because they've took them, so I'm not being funny. Horse carts.
I'm not being funny, Macca, but I'm sure the whole community will stand behind you and say, oh yes, we will have soon.
Yeah.
Definitely. So let's just ask. I know that now. Just let me just put it this way to everybody before I get jumped on in the chat room and everything. I am not going against Macca, but I need to ask you questions, Macca, that obviously the opposition is going to ask.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Everybody has said to, you know, you've just said to yourself you've got another field. If you thought there was going to be a confrontation, why didn't you move the horses off that field already?
Because we've already got horses in the other field. We've already got horses in there. We've like babies what they've just dropped. That's why we've had to move these off from them, like, because they've dropped, because it's only a small field. But we could have just got to put them in the stable if they'd have loosed us in. You know what I mean? So we've just got a couple of stables there. We could have put them in there just for the sake of it till we found another field.
Yeah.
You know, because over the day or within a couple of days, we'd have been trying to fight somewhere else. Like, and I mean, we've had a couple of people who's offered now, like, since it's happened, like, saying, well, if you can sort it out and get them back, you can come and put them in this field, like a field that them have got. So, you know, like, we have got over accommodation as soon as we can sort them to get them back.
Because the thing is, people, I mean, you'll always get somebody who'll chuck back the other side and say, well, hold a minute, you know,
obviously,
you've got it there.
That's life, Annie,
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, so what were they saying to you? You said that they last contacted you 2 months ago. When they contacted you, what was the basis that they were saying to you then?
Well, they come down and they said they'd come down to check the field, which was an 8 neighbouring field, the playing fields, and then they've said, like, well, you've got to come off that field. And they said, you've got to come off there. They said, because we're claiming it back. And I said, well, you don't own it. I said, you haven't got any paperwork for it. We've done all the paperwork for it with the solicitor through to Coventry Land Registry, who's above you. And they said, no, we don't own it. They said, but we're claiming it for the community. And that's when I said to him, I said, well, community, you want it back for the community? Why don't you do something with that field there? What you've left, what's supposed to be a playing field for the kids? What do you keep knocking the tracks down for when the kids are playing on there? They're making hills and they ain't doing nothing. They said, we're not here to answer any of your questions. We're just here to say, we want the field back. We want it for the community. So how's that for the community when it's just point blank there, the field that's next door, and they go and let the kids play on it? You know, so the field's meant to have been on hold for us to be doing our names, which the Land Registry has got paperwork there from a few months ago when it was done. And the council's found out about it, that we put in to claim the field as rights because of how long we've had it for without interference, and we've maintained it for that many years. You know, they don't like it, so they thought they'd just come and muscle the way in. So they said, we've got to take the fence down, because by law, if it's fenced off, and there's not anybody can just have access to it, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's as good as, you know, we've looked after it. You know, you've got a stake in it. But then we're trying to make us take the fence down, because if it hasn't fenced off properly all the way around, then they can have an objection against it and say, well, we want the field, but not have any. So that's why they've come and bulldozed all the fence down. It is like open land now. So...
yeah.
Because then they've got more money than us, because we're nobodies to them. Them just think they missed the big, and they're coming us all the way in there. Them are probably already sorting their paperwork out now with the Land Registry to say, listen, we're taking the field now.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, because it's classed as open land now.
Yeah. So how far off were you from actually having the land? I mean, you're obviously
probably
been
weeks,
speaking to us. Sorry?
Probably weeks, if that. It was just put on hold waiting to go through. And that's why it's been put on hold, because obviously these council workers and the council have also the way in, because obviously they're bigger than us, and they've put it on hold as they've come to smash the fence down. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with it now, because obviously somebody's put it somewhere along the line, put it on hold. So it's like they've hustled the way in here, smashed the fence down and the stables. So now it's back as open land, and they can just do what they want.
Yeah.
So it's like we ain't got a prayers, to be honest, the way it's looking.
Yeah. If
it was still fenced off, like, you know, it's still our stake.
Yeah.
It ain't as though we wanted it for building permission or anything else and sell on to make money off. We wanted it just to, as you said, we know it's secure. There's the back of the houses for our animals. That's all we wanted for.
Yeah.
The animals have been in our life for years, since we've passed down generations on generations with the animals. They're like our kids. And for them to come and just do something like that.
Yeah. Do you know what? If I was in Walsall, do you know what I would be planning with you right now?
What?
Firstly, I would sort out a human fence, and I would have a protest there and get all of all this community that stood right behind you and say, right, let's build a human fence, and I'd get the papers there. That'd be my first thing.
The papers won't come down. We found them when it was all happening, and they didn't want to know because it was the police and the council. They wouldn't get involved in it until 4 days later, till everybody bombarded them with letters and emails about it all, and then they decided to get involved, and then they still told lies for the council officer and the policeman.
Yeah.
Saying
well,
that the horses
was
running down the road, but there wasn't. They were nowhere near the road. They were still on the field.
Now, did you get any videos, or did anybody get any videos or photographs of actually what happened?
No, we weren't allowed to do nothing. Every time we kept trying to get our phones out, put your phone away or you're being arrested. That's all we got. Put your phone away or step out, you're being arrested.
You wouldn't believe how many heinous... We do Hey Mr. Government globally shows, okay? And we talk about how much the government rules us and how much and everything.
Yeah.
And it obviously shows if you're having your pages shut down and everything on Facebook and everything.
Yeah.
That's
what happened then the other day.
You wouldn't believe. But all I'll say to people is, with the link from the show tonight, if everybody wants to send it to the go on to Twitter, go on to Facebook, and post the link from the show onto the Sun newspaper, Daily Mail, and all of them, blast it all on them, and I'll actually be contacting all of them, emailing all of the editors, and sending them the show links as well, so we can get it out there as well.
We found and tried to get into contact with them, and they ain't wanted to know. Because it's against the police and the council, because they already had an emergency meeting, because the council officer had appointments to meet people of the morning, and apparently the people have gone there to see him. He's cancelled all appointments and took off for an emergency meeting with the police officer and the News Express and Star. So obviously they was getting their story straight to say that the horses was running down the road. Whereas if you come to the field, or anybody wants to come to the field, I can show you exactly where the horse's enclosure was at the back of the house. I can show you exactly where the fence is smashed down. I can show you where the horses were shot. So then you can see for yourself exactly how far away there was from a road, which is at least a quarter of a mile or further than that from a road.
Good grief.
So, and running a 30 mile an hour, it takes a good racehorse to run a 30 mile an hour. Never mind these ponies.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like they knew what to say to cover themselves. And I mean, there's always two sides to a story, the truth and lies. Why is Mr. Bird turn around and say there's always three sides to a story, the Macca's story, my story, and the truth? So obviously, why ain't he putting his name to the truth if he's airing it across on the radio with me? And then he's trying to say, well, my colleagues wouldn't lie to me, I trust them. So he should take that as the truth and put his name to the truth, not say my story, his story, and the truth. You know, it's like they know where to word things and come across with things, say things, so he keeps their name out of it, so he's passing the book, so they ain't got an answer to anything, can answer any questions of it. He wasn't there. Yeah. I was present within feet of him shooting him. There was a lot of other people around the estate. There was two ladies from over the back who was walking at the time with a baby in the pushchair just yards from where they was shooting it.
Yeah.
Shooting the two horses, you know, they could have put a rope round the neck. We pleaded with them with a bucket of corn to say, come on, let us go and get them. Let down to this. Let us go and get them. Down with that. Let us go and get them. No, just step out the gate and you're being arrested. That's all we got, with smirks on the faces. No, they never even had a warrant to come. I'm not disrespecting gypsies or anything like that, but if gypsies pull on a piece of land, they don't go and smash their caravans up in the mountains because they don't come off the land, do they? They have to go and get a court order for eviction.
Yes.
So why down the take us to court for eviction over it instead of just muscling the way in the way they did and smash everything down?
The other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to ask, you know, if anybody knows of any, I was about to say attorneys then because I'm so used to doing American, solicitors or anybody of legal that can actually, you know, by all means get in touch with me because I don't know the law and stuff, but this just doesn't sound right. Common sense says this doesn't sound right.
That's why everybody's up in arms over it all because the way they've done it. They haven't come to take us to court like they would anybody else for eviction off it. They just said we don't need a warrant because we're not at your house. And I'm saying, well, and then I'm saying, where's the warrant to take the horses? And they said we don't need it because it ain't nothing to do with us. We're only here to keep the peace and make sure there's no trouble. Well, if they were doing that, why was there many police and stopping us from coming out our garden? You know, when I found out after off somebody else, like a journalist, who said that he didn't have the right to stop you from coming out your gate, you should have gone out and gone past them police and stopped and took your horses back off them people because they were stealing them.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't know. So tell him, we think because the police are with them, they've got the law there with them, they're doing the law, they're doing the right thing, which they've totally done everything opposite. You know, and then they won't tell us where the horses are. You know, we still ain't heard anything off them at all, and they're supposed to have given us a warrant to sign the horses over to say we haven't got any more accommodation. When they landed here, they should have said to us, have you got any more accommodation or are we taking the horses? They never give us nothing. They never give us a chance. We just kept saying, well, where's the warrant for us to sign the horses over to say you've took them? They never even had one of them. You know, and we've only found some of this stuff out since it's happened. There was meant to have a certificate of us to sign over and say where the horses are going to so as we can have a vet go there and check the horses to make sure they're still safe. We don't know anything about what's happening with the horses. We don't know exactly where they are.
But do you know what? They never give us nothing. Yeah. Do you know what, Michael? It's exactly the same as when you've got a dog that's seized because it's BSL. Yeah. Right? You have to sign a piece of paper to say that you're passing it over to them, or you actually sign the dog over to them altogether. That's your decision.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, they can't. But the thing is, it's like, am I right in saying that you've had to sign something now to prove which are your horses? You've actually got to say what colour in the marking?
They've had to send us claim forms back and send photographs off of our horses, colour pictures in of the markings of our horses, send photographs off as well. Send a written letter with the piece of, each individual piece of paper. Look, there's eight horses, what's left, and a donkey. I've had to fill every form in of all the details of them, the markings on them, how old they was, exactly the enclosure, what it was like with it fenced off, stables, gated, at the back of my house. All that, how long have I been on the land? I've had to fill the lot in, all the forms, the lot, two pieces for each one, so it's like 16 pages I've had to fill in just to send back off to these people to say whether they've had them. When we know they've had them, there was a photograph took of them.
Yeah, but the funny part is, though, Maka, what makes me laugh, and sorry for laughing at it, but I just think to myself, so if you had a bike stolen, you'd ring up the police and you'd give them an identity of it because then they would look in their lost property and say, oh, yeah, hold on a minute, yes, we've got your bike, mate. It's red and it's got black handlebars.
Yeah.
How on earth do they get confused with horses? How the hell does
happen? But apparently they've got thousands because they're doing it all over the place. I know a lot of people who's had 100 horses took off his field, they cut the lock off his gate and took his. They've done another man for 50. They tried to have me other friends at Dudley and cut the lock off their gate and tried to have another three and they catch them in time. And then she found the police. And then the police didn't know nothing about it. So they're in the act cutting the gate. And she's from up by them, and that's where we've got the name from, Kerry Bowen, and she's trying to say she ain't nothing to do with it, but why would all the people around Dudley and Tipton area say it's Kerry Bowen who's having them all because they've seen her doing it? You know, and she's she's been personal messaging people, trying to say it's not me, somebody named Kelly Bowen, and, you know, trying to get out of it and all that, because obviously the backlash off it's all the people messaging her and that. But at the end of the day, she shouldn't be going around stealing people's horses.
Mm.
You know, she shouldn't be doing it. If I went and stole somebody's horse, I'd be in jail straight away. If I went and done something to an animal, which I wouldn't because we love animals, if I'd done something horrible to an animal, I'd be in jail straight away. Look at that fug. I ain't saying it was right or anything like that of him punching the horse because it won't. But why give him 12 months jail just for punching an horse in the head? And then these ain't even coming to justice for shooting one. So?
Yeah, but do you know what, Mac? Going off this subject altogether, don't even start me off with as far as what people get for animals.
That's what
because
I mean.
There was
it's ridiculous.
There was a guy that buried two 8 weeks. No, they weren't even 8 weeks. They were 3 or 4 week-old pups. He buried them in his garden. They were still alive.
Yeah.
And the RSPCA found them still alive. And do you know how long you got? 24 weeks.
Say, isn't it, it's ridiculous.
It's a joke. Do you know what? The funny part is, and I'm going to have a bit of a rant about the government, the whole problem here, and this goes for the whole country and the whole world, right?
Yeah.
We the people still have not realised that if we actually all united and stood up to this stupid government and all these political parties, we could actually make a difference. If people just united, why do we wait until something like this happens, Macca, to actually have a voice
it shouldn't have
and make an opinion?
It shouldn't happen like this and for everybody to unite because it's going on all over the place. Again, everybody falls up. Yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And as soon as them voted in or whatever they do, they're just totally opposite because they're in there for a couple of years and they're lying their own pockets. They ain't bothered about everything else.
Exactly.
Fill their own pockets
up
and load the bank accounts up and then that's it. Somebody tries to earn themselves £100 a week, they're on the case, but then yet them are doing thousands of pounds a week and pulling stunts on everybody else and then people are standing for it. It shouldn't be right at all.
It's exactly like the badger call. We've been doing about that as well.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
they're
like,
shooting the badgers
like
and all sorts.
One for them, one for us. Yeah.
Yep. The government made the badger into a protected species, but then started a cull. Tell me the maths in that.
Yeah,
how's
exactly. Look at that. Yeah. Look at that.
And that's good old
like
Owen Paterson.
They can make the rules and do what they want, and nobody else has a say in it. You have a say in it. Those things start happening to you then.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's hanging on. People need to make a stand.
Yep. So let's go back then, Mac. You know, obviously, I want to talk to you now about, you know, at that time, you know, you've obviously asked them to let you take the horses off and you were told not to. What actually happened? Were they not able to take these two individual horses off the land? What happened?
Well, to be honest with you, it was very frustrating knowing that what was going on in front of our eyes and, you know, and our animals, what was taken there. You know, it's our kids that are our kids' animals, you know, they're like our babies anyway. You know, it's like your children, but when you're standing there and you've got that many officers around you and they're all doing is smirking at you and laughing at you, obviously it's frustrating, but we just had to boycott it. We couldn't start threatening them and saying this, that and the other. You know, we just had to take it because then the law, we had to do, you know, what we had to do, but we just had to stand back, like, and then they just kept saying, it's all the same, you're going to be arrested, you're going to be arrested. They've took the other horses, four loads, in two horses at a time in a proper horse box. So, as them doing this, these other two horses, now bear in mind, these other two, what they shot, are proper thoroughbred horses. There was a 75-year-old man's. They give them to one to my son and one to my nephew just only days before because he couldn't keep up with them because he got rushed in hospital because he was bad, so he said to look after them. Because, you know, they would have been looked after at ours. They're as tame as anything. There was loving horses. You could do anything with them. My kids loved them and my nephew. I mean, them play with them and everything on the field. And what's happened, the one mare what they took in the horse box was the ones with this baby and its sister. Now, as they took them in the proper big horse box, we said to them, you need to keep that mare here to catch them too, because you're scaring them. Because at this time, when they've done this last load, the diggers was already on the field smashing all the fence down in its enclosure. Now, don't get us wrong. obviously an horse is going to run or it's going to be frustrated. Anybody is. I don't care if it's an animal or a human. If something's happening like that round and you've never seen it before, it's going to be a bit scared. So he's got diggers there smashing its stables down, which was its home. It's just come from another home, so they're only just settling in here at this field because they're only here 3 or 4 days. So as it's happened, they're smashing the fence down. Now this is like parted from this other field, which is so-called playing fields. Now this fence has been up years. They've even pulled all the posts down the lot. So they've smashed it all down. So obviously, these horses, I'm going to go onto that field because they're onto the grass. And then they're taking no notice of what the diggers, because they've moved onto their enclosure. So these have moved away from the trouble. So as them there on the field, the knacker man, sorry my language, but the one who comes to shoot them, he's only come in a cattle box. Now, obviously, they knew they was going to shoot these 2 horses. So I'm saying to the police officer, them horses are too big to go in that cattle box. I said, what's going on? That's cruelty to animals. If that was us, there'd be uproars over it. We'd be being done. And he said, well, it's not me. What are you moaning at me for? I said, I ain't moaning at you. I'm stating facts. What's going on here? Why have you come with a cattle box? And then I've gone through to a couple of guardians away, and I'm closer to the man there, the police officer, and the council officer. So as it's happened, they've gone through onto the field there, and the knacker man's words was, I can't run about after horses around the field because he's a little fat man. Sorry, pardon my language, like he's unfit. So the police officers turned around and said, well, we don't get paid for running around field for horses. So the only alternative was shoot them. So they've got these horses cornered up the field. There's the ones eating grass. The other one's standing there eating a leaf on the corner of the tree. Not in danger to anyone. They're just minding their own business. They're away from the tractor. They could have put a rope around the neck. We pleaded and pleaded and pleaded for them to let us catch them and move them, and they wouldn't. Then all of a sudden, the other man who was with the knacker man's come back from the jeep with a rifle in his hand. And then my mates turned around and said he's got his gun out the jeep. Now, we thought they was going to sedate him to put him in. He's over the head, was bang, in front of everybody. There was 2 ladies walking across the field, probably 20 yards away, if that, with a baby in a pram. And they've shot the one dead as it stood. And then the other ones jumped up in the air to try and get away because there's 4 or 5 police officers round it. It's gone bang again and killed that one. But they had no screen to block anybody's view. It was just there, pure daylight, in front of onlookers and kids. And my 13-year-old son was standing there watching me screamed his head off. My nephew, who's disabled, he can't talk. He's got the mind of an 8-year-old. He's 17. He's had nightmares ever since. Every time he hears a car coming in the street, he's awake. He just keeps saying, horses, horses, because he can only say a few certain words. So he keeps trying to come across and asking questions, where's the horses, where's his horse? And we can't really say anything what's happening because he knows what's going on, and he's traumatising them. It's sickening. My dad only had for 4 or 5 days over it all because he's had them for years, his horses, kids. It's like they've just ripped his heart out and he can't do anything about it. So that's why I've been doing all this stuff to get him us back and help him out because he can't talk properly. It's knocked his neck in. Like it has really knocked him for 6 and not knowing where his horses are because he's lost because that's all he does all day. He's look after his horses and spend time with his horses, feeding and watering them every day and spending time with them and having a ride on them in the cart and things like that. It's his horses are used to him. As soon as he walks out the garden, they come straight to the gate to him, for him to know that they're there. And he's just lost every time he walks out the garden. He keeps just standing there on the bonking, which is the hill, like at the back of our house, on the grass. He just stands there, staring into the field. And then you say, Dad, what's up? He says, I don't know, son, I don't know. He's still thinking, because they're like your kids, and like they've been there for that long. He's used to it every day, going out and doing the horses and spending time with them to go out, and there's nothing there. The old place just don't seem the same.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
And for his grandkids to see him the way he is, and now he has been with the horses, and now it's just like they've just took it off like that. They've got no respect at all now. They don't even feel protected by these council and police no more because what they've done to them. You know, and how the community is supposed to be coming together if they're coming doing things like this and they're seeing people doing this to them.
Yeah,
you know, people
definitely.
From all around the estate, the kids from what I said, always come out for every day and have a play with them. They come and jump on the backs and ride them around the field and, you know, because they know they can, they're welcome. The horses love them. The horses love the kids to come and have a play with them and give them a bit of attention and calm them and stuff. You know, it's like they're really looked after. It's unreal. I wouldn't have been so minded if they wasn't looked after and there was, you know, and there was bad, but they ain't.
Yeah.
They're totally different at all, you know. So it's like you get your throat knowing what's actually going on and there's nothing you've done you can do about it. What I mean, it's like nobody seems to want to know anything. I mean, we went to the papers, they printed a story off saying they was running down the road for the, you know, 30 mile an hour and it could have been a danger to the public. That's all their excuse was. That ain't justifying why they've shot them. There wasn't nowhere near the road. They've got to have been like at least 50 people, 100 people who knew and watched the situation happen with them shooting the horses. So how can one man say that they was running down the road at 30 mile an hour who wasn't even there to 100 people, at least 100 people giving descriptions of who was there? What's the same story? You know, and it's like they don't think, oh, they're justifying themselves by they're running down the road. It could have caused a serious accident. But it didn't, because there wasn't even on a road. There wasn't even by a road. They can't get to the road because it was all fenced off. Ed, we've done it with bushes and wire and netting fence, you know. And it's like for them to just try and justify themselves by, oh, it was for the public safety. There was wild horses. A 75-year-old man used to own the two horses, them thoroughbreds. The mum and dad to them are top race horses. You know, how can a 75-year-old man have a wild horse? He wouldn't have one.
Yeah.
It's what he's had for a long time. But there was his babies, and it's knocked him sick when we had to go up and tell him when he's come out of hospital the day after it happened. You know,
that's
and we said, we don't know where to tell you, Bob, but, you know, your horses have been shot. He went, oh, you're the ain't. You know, he's upset over it as it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know,
I
he thought
they
was going to be in safe hands.
Yeah. Do you know what, Mac, I think I speak for everybody at the moment. I mean, I'm listening to you saying this and I'm thinking, I've got dogs, right? And if somebody come along and shot one of my dogs, I can safely say I wouldn't give a monkey's who was in a police uniform. I'd have lost my head and I would have been serving time by now.
I had to walk off, to be honest with you, and I got in my mouth and that's when I drove around to my mates and that's when I was in his back garden as we've seen him there because it was closer to his... Because I know if I was standing there, I would have lost my temper and then I would have ended up being arrested and locked up.
Yeah.
I said to the lads who was here and my nephew, if we cause trouble here with these, that's what they want. That's then, they would have come then with an eviction notice to my mum then and my dad. They'd have had nowhere to live, so they'd have moved them out the house because of the trouble actually with the police. So we haven't got a leg to stand on. So it was either lose my mum and dad's house for us arguing with the police and causing trouble to stop them from taking the horses and get arrested, or do it the way what we've done. And we ain't tried to get involved in any of the conflict of arguments and, you know, the trouble with them because of the backlash for us to the house, to my mum's house, you know. So we're trying to do it this way, and it's like, you know, the papers, they want to know. My mum tried to find the papers at the same time when it was all happening in the morning, and the results we got was, oh, there's only two reporters in the office. Well, how many reporters did they need just to come and film it? What was actually going on? It was like the council and the police officers had already told them and warned them not to come down because they didn't want to know. And then 4 days later, after they've had the emergency meeting, when they knew there was all uproars over it all and everybody got a page set up and everybody was on about it, it's like they thought, well, hold on, we've got to cover our arses here now. We've got to go and get our story straight now and get it into the paper, you know. So that was all their justification was. Two wild horses endangering the public. They could have caused a lot of harm to people. So we had to be shut down. We couldn't catch them. But what's he shooting the horses at 100 feet away? There was at least probably 4 to 5, 6 feet at the max standing away from these two horses, minding their own business when they shot them with a bullet gun in the daylight with a rifle.
Yeah. Like you said, close enough to be able to chuck the rope round the neck and lead them off.
Yeah, well, exactly. Why down the sedatum? Why couldn't they have done that? Why couldn't they let us catch them and move them instead of... That should have been the last resort to shooting them. But we could have catched them. There was at least 4 or 5 of us lads we've messing with horses all day, they would have come straight to us, you know, because they know us. Right. They would have come straight there. But if you expect horses to be scared when they've got big machines, diggers, tractors, lorries, all there smashing their enclosure up, making a lot of noise and smashing the fence down, obviously they're going to move away from the lorry. So that's why they went on to the next field. You know, horses don't know anything because they see danger and they're off the other way. That was obvious. It's the same as anything. If you've seen a dog coming about you, you try and move out the way, or a car coming at you, you jump out the way. It's only the same as that, is it? Things come natural.
Yep, exactly. Well, listen, let me read this out. Yep, just let me read this statement out. I know you've seen this, Macca, but just for people that have obviously just come upon this story, we've got this statement from Walsall Council and Walsall Police, and this was one that's already been put out there, but they did send it to my email address, so I'll read this out. The council, with the support of the police and other agencies as part of its long-standing partnership work, has been seeking to address a number of issues at Whatley Road playing fields. These issues include the illegal occupation of public land that was depriving the local community of its use and numerous other activities against the public interest, including fly tipping and the keeping of goats and other livestock. Considerable effort has been made to engage with the individual concerned and to get them to take steps to resolve the issue. Unfortunately, despite the council's best efforts, this has not happened. The council, supported by the police on Thursday the 17th of October, started action to return the land back to public use, and these objectives were achieved. One of the key issues was the safe removal of livestock, and discussions took place with relevant households to try and achieve this. In the late morning during the operation, two untamed horses went onto a public highway. It appears that they were released deliberately. This created a real significant threat to public safety and required the horses to humanely put down on the advice of an animal husbandry company who were on site to support the welfare of all livestock. As part of the operation, eight horses and a donkey were rescued and taken to a horse sanctuary. Work will now continue to finish clearing the land and open it up fully to the community.
I just want to
read this small little part. One of the key issues was the safe removal of livestock, and discussions took place with the relevant household to try and achieve this. I'm not being funny. I wasn't there. I'm just going by the hearsay of what I've heard, but by what I've heard and the messages I've got, all I can say is, what a load of rubbish. How on earth can that be safe when you've got people going across the field where there is guns and all that sort of stuff going off, and how can that be removal? Safe removal of livestock. Good grief, everybody else better start moving their horses, because I'm not being funny, I wouldn't leave mine around there.
And it's like they're saying they want it back for the community to use it. Nobody's ever used it. We had gates up either side as a turnstile, so if people want to walk through to the road, they do, but they don't. They've always gone across that playing field, what they're on about, because there's a proper public walkway behind the fields, what goes through to the road. Nobody's ever used that field because it was all swamped. It's only us what sorted it all out and got it cleaned up over the many years. You know, it was just swamped. Nobody could even, you couldn't walk on it. You know, and it's only us what's got it all sorted out and got it to the condition what it's in now. Otherwise, it would have just been, you know, God knows what it would have been now. Like, but I mean, there used to be at least 10 to 15 vehicles, what was there, set alight, what had been there for months and months. Some of them had been there years and dropped to bits, because of how long they'd been there, you know, and the council never used to come and move them, the police never used to come over and bother, you know, fire engines never used to come down because they could never get down there because it was all just swamped, you know, so it was like they're just ramming the vehicles through and into the trees, and that was where they were stopping. That was the graveyard for them. There was even a documentary, if you look on the internet, a good few years ago, probably 10 years or more, of the estate from Hell, which is the neighbouring estate. And even the officer who was undercover there was walking about the field at the time and walking in and out the trees and saying in the graveyard and taking the pictures on his secret camera of all the old scrap cars, what was there, what was burnt out, you know, and he's saying this is known as the graveyard where they dump all the vehicles and this, that and the other, you know. And it's only then when we was taking action then to stop it all. So we fenced it off to stop all that. And ever since, there's never been a problem. There's never been no rubbish fly tipped on there because it was ours for the horses, you know. Yeah. So it's like we've looked after it all. It's been like our back garden. Nobody'd ever come on there and do anything because it was like somebody coming into your own garden at your house. You know, everybody respected it for what we've done. Everybody has turned it round and kept it clean, maintained it, looked after it. You know, we would have done exactly the same with the playing field next door if they'd have left it in our hands to sort out. I thought the kids have got somewhere to do and keep themselves occupied. Yeah. Or have built a good little track on there for the BMXs and the scooters, for them to keep them occupied, because there's that many children what used to play on it until they'll keep coming down and smashing the hills down. You know, there's nowhere at all for the kids. So the more under the mum and dad's feet as them trying to do and clean the house. Or they can't go anywhere, so it's like them pushing them out. The police are, the souls they go out to do, commit crime and the trouble, souls they can just get someone to arrest them, instead of leaving them playing on the field. They're not doing anything with the field, you know, so what's hurting kids playing on the field? You know, if they're not doing nothing wrong, it ain't as though like they're going smashing windows out of people's cars and doing criminal damage to things. It's a field, it's there, let them play on it and let them make the most of what they want. They'll make a track on there themselves to keep them occupied, and then it gets them into something. Then there's them gradually learning to do things, and then they're carrying on. Then by that time, when they're a bit older, they'll learn how to do different stuff if they want to do a bit of gardening or a bit of building work, anything, because as young kids, they're learning as they're going along, but stuck in an house, they ain't learning nothing because they don't want them to do nothing.
Terrible. Well, listen, Matthew, what we'll do is we'll just put you on hold for a minute. We're just going to have a bit of a tune, and then afterwards, if anybody wants to call in, whether you're for or against Macca, by all means, give us a call in. You know, we're going to be taking calls. The numbers are going to be in the chat room for anybody who wants to call in. The direct number is 001-347-327-9694. That's 001-347-327-9694. 9694. Now I'll just have a tune, and then I've got a couple of letters to read out that's been sent to me as well for you, Macca. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
The word is down all over town.
Hi, and welcome back to the Ask Sue Show. I do apologise for that delay. We've got a couple of issues that I've just got to deal with. I do apologise for that. Hope everybody is all okay. Let me just give you my website address for anybody who wants to contact me. It's www.asksueradioshow.com. That's www.asksueradioshow.com. By all means, get in touch with me. Also, my email address, which I think by the sounds of it I'm having problems with, it's asksueshow@gmail.com, or you can find me on Facebook, which is Ask Sue, all one word, a space, and then Radio Show for the second word. Right, let's go back. Mac, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here, yep.
Hi, how are you doing? Welcome back. Now, let me just go back. Now, I've got a couple of letters I want to firstly read out that's actually been sent. Hold on a minute, I've got to find it now because it's just gone straight off my page. Oh, here we go. This is from Donna. She put, "Hiya Sue, I'm writing to express my deep sadness and utter disgust in relation to the incident you are discussing on your show later tonight. I'm unable to join the live discussion that shall not be at home. Me and my family have lived on the Cartbridge estate for nearly 10 years and has WHD tenants. During our tenancy there and at my previous address, I've always known horses to be kept on this land. It has always been a great pleasure to see them, and I've never known them to be either a danger or nuisance to local residents, myself included. I cannot recall a single incident where anyone or anything has been hurt by one of these animals. Both my children have grown seeing horses grazing on there on a daily basis. Ryan was 6 and a half, Maddie was 1 and a half when we moved into this property. My husband used to have to take both of them on a daily basis. She has asked me and her dad, can I have a horse or a pony, because she loved these animals so much. Therefore, we're extremely happy and relieved, and she was in the position to see and tend to these horses when she wanted to. She's been deeply affected by what has happened so much that we didn't want or know how to tell her, because we knew she'd be heartbroken. She spent most of the evening in tears and has had a restless night. She still lives in hope that the horses and ponies will be allowed to return to the field, and is forever checking Facebook to see the updates as to what is happening in relation to the case. I'm extremely grateful that she was at school when this horror unfolded, as I hate to think what she would have done had she been witness to it all. For Walsall Council and Police to issue statements that horses killed were untamed and posed a significant threat to the public safety is unjustified. Any animal wild or tame would be absolutely petrified to be confronted with a fleet of trucks, tractors, bulldozers, least of all a fleet of police officers and council officials. Why not allow the owners to take the opportunity to capture the horses? It does not make sense. I know as a mother myself that Mrs. Halls and family would never allow an animal that they see as a threat to their children or grandchildren near them, let alone graze freely on public land. The Halls family have been maintaining this land for as long as I can remember, something that myself and other Cartridge residents are extremely grateful for. I think they have done their best to keep this field in clean, safe and tidy, and it would return to general dumping ground. I cannot recall WHG or Walsall Council even taking an interest in it before or seeking to maintain it, other than a few weeks ago when they moved a few trees along the side of the fences, and this was due to Hughes setting fire to them. I'm unsure who this land belongs to, but I feel that if one family has done their best to maintain a property or piece of land for so long, they should be supported because the authority didn't seem to care. I feel that Walsall Council should be extremely grateful this family have kept this land safe and clean and have saved a lot of time and effort going into doing so. Why, after more than 30 years, have the council just started to take an interest? The keeping of livestock has never been an issue before, certainly not among local residents. I have taken the time to comment as I need to express my sadness and anger at what has happened. I was witness from afar the mindless destruction of the sheds and stables in which these horses and donkeys were housed during the spells of bad weather. No one can ever say that these animals were neglected. My daughter Madison feels so strongly about it. She has wrote a letter expressing her sadness. I've also written a letter stating my feelings, and both letters will be sent to the appropriate authorities. I asked her for a letter from her daughter, and this is what her daughter's put. Hello, my name is Madison. I am 11 year old. I live in this. It lived next to the field where the horses used to be, and I'm extremely upset that there was not there, that they're not there anymore. I was very upset and I cried when my mum and dad had to tell me I wouldn't be seeing them again. I always used to feed them and stroke them, and even my friend Tilly may even ride one to the school prom. I cannot believe that two wonderful horses have been killed, and I couldn't stop crying and couldn't sleep. I think it's really cruel and don't want this to happen again, so please don't ever do this again. I am so glad I was at school when this happened. Please don't ever shoot horses, animals again. Thank you, from Madison. So, mind-blowing is all I can say. Absolute mind-blowing. Mac, what has this been the response to you from everybody?
The phone hasn't stopped, to be honest with you. I mean, to hear the story and, like, the letters of what's been coming on and the support of everybody. If you ain't got a tear in your eye by listening to half of the story, you know, then you must not be human. But, you know, it's that touching how it's happened, and they've had that much support, you know, it's unreal. We couldn't have asked for any more support, to be honest with you. It's like, it's as well, we've had to get anybody at it. They've all come at it on their own back. Is to come give the support. So, you know, if that ain't telling you something there, there's with people writing the stories and the people, but he's actually getting involved, and the people what's on the Facebook and their comments, and, you know, it's you can't put it into words, to be honest with you. And I mean, for the sake of Mr. Bird, you know, of saying what he's done, and then to try and cover his own tracks now and saying, like, because they're taking, they're trying to say the people about threats. He's the biggest one what makes the threats, you know, and people, a friend of mine who's got it on tape of him actually threatening him in front of newspapers and other journalists and council workers about saying that he's going to get his own back on him and threatening him on tape, you know, he's the biggest one of them all. It's like, because he's got power, he thinks he can do what he wants and say what he wants. We're all human, the same, you know. And then he's trying to say, obviously, people are going to be angered about some of the status, what they do right on there, but we try and say, keep it to a minimum. But obviously, if they're killing two innocent horses and doing this, they ain't actually only killed two horses. They've killed a lot of faith in a lot of the community. We're not just around our estate, but worldwide, because there's people from all over who message and who's got into it, you know, and who's supporting it. You know, it ain't actually like it's just killed two horses. It's killed a lot of respect, you know, and you know, it's caused uttermost uproars over it all for just the silly decision what they've taken for it, when there could have been that many alternatives to save these horses' life. You know, it's like a criminal. If a criminal's running down the road, what's going to be next? The police officer shoot him because he can't catch him. You know, you can't just go and kill things just because you can't catch them, but they never tried to catch them.
Yeah.
We was offering to catch them. They can't get away with doing things like this. You know, somebody's got to make a stand somewhere along the line. You know, they can't be doing it, because if these are allowed to do it, it's going to give the guru to think, now, well, hold on, other people are going to start doing this, and then, you know, with the sick things, what some people do to animals, you know.
Yeah.
They shouldn't do things like that to animals in the first place. You know, they don't deserve animals themselves, and never mind go back home and sleep at night knowing what they've done. They're still trying to justify it by saying they were running along the road when they weren't.
Yeah. Maca, I've had an email, of course, which I'm going to keep confidential, who sent this, but I've got it that you actually made death threats to council and a police officer.
No, that's what they're trying to say is death threats. All I said was, this is the CUNT who give the order to shoot the animals. I hope you've got eyes in the back of your head, swings and roundabouts. That's not a threat. Swings and roundabouts, in my eyes, is obviously this. I'm getting, he's having his own comeuppance with everything. Everybody, all the support was come on. Obviously, it's coming back to him because he thought he was just going to do it and get away with it, and there's nothing going to happen. But there's that many people what's got on the bandwagon. It's not a threat. It wasn't even intentionally just made out as a threat. That's just what they're trying to come up with to try and turn it back to us and say, well, you've made threats. But what did they expect doing this to animals? A medal. You know, what did they expect?
Right. I've just been put, something about you refuse to get the horses and that you actually let the horses out. Is there anybody that can actually stand witness to the fact that this wasn't the case?
There was at least probably 10 people at the time in our garden, and there was at least 15 people standing around the gate to 20 officers with CS gas and batons out. So how could we get from our gate to go at least 200 yards across the field to the fence and open the fence to loose the horses out when we wasn't allowed out our gate? They were smashing the fence down before they catch the horses. This is what they're trying to turn round. How could we get out the gate to go and go across the field when the whole field was surrounded with police and we couldn't come out our gate?
Yeah.
It's all we got was come out the gate and you're being arrested. We couldn't move anywhere. The man next door to our house come out, he walks his dog at like 6 o'clock every morning. They wouldn't even loose him out his garden to come and walk his dog.
Yeah.
You know, there was nobody allowed anywhere. It's only the other two ladies who was pushing the baby in the pram watching the shooting. It was the afternoon because that was on the opposite field. The police wasn't stopping anybody walking on that field. It was just the field at the back of our house. As they're walking across the field to get to the path, that's where they shot them. They're in front of them, just yards away.
Right, right. Listen, let me just hold on 1 minute. I'm just going to go to the other line and see who we've got online. Just hold on 1 minute, Max, okay?
Yep.
Let me just go to the next caller. I'm trying to work out it's different because it's obviously not America, so I'm trying to work out the numbers. Hi, welcome to the Ask Sue Show. How are you? I've got somebody with 349 in their number. Hello? Okay, we've got somebody that's online but obviously doesn't realise that I'm actually on things, so we'll come back to them in just a moment. If anybody else wants to call into the show, it's 001-347-327-9694. That's 001-347-327-9694. I'll just try this number again. Hi, welcome to our Sue Show. Can you hear me? Hello? No, I think they're just listening in on the line, so let's go back to Mark. If anybody wants to, by all means, let's have a look at the chat room, what's going here. If anybody wants to put something into the chat room, if you've got something you'd like to say, please put it into the chat room, and maybe I can just read a couple of things out if anybody wants to put in. And thanks to everybody that's listening in. We've also got the AskSueShow@gmail.com email as well, so if anybody wants to call in with regard to that as well. Now, I want to go now, Macca. We've got, I've got about 50 windows open here for this, and it's driving me crazy. Hold a minute. It's gone mad, honestly. Hold on, I've got a letter here. Let me just see if I can find this. Hold on 1 second. No, it's disappeared on me now. Hold on. Right, hold on, we've got one here. Right, I've got one here from somebody who's, I'm not going to mention names on this, but I'll just read this out. As a teaching assistant in the local area, I can't stress enough how much a BMX track would do for many of the local children, same with a mini farm. Many of our children have benefited from travelling further afield to a farm, but have one on their doorsteps and have to have a place to safely practice BMX without breaking trespass rules. Laws would do so much good. It would keep them from causing trouble and help provide an outlet for them. On a daily basis, I've seen so many children are crying out for chances like this and have actually expressed a desire to have somewhere to practice their BMX, and to have this chance denied them is awful. So thank you very much for that. Now, I've got another one here. I'm just trying to find it, but it's sort of lost somewhere. Hold on a minute. Right, let me go back up here. Hold on 1 second. Right. Now, this is from Kerry Bowen, the lady that obviously has been, her name's definitely gone round the Facebook 50,000 times. She's wrote, wrongly accused Equine Emergency Services proprietor Kay Bowen. Whilst driving home back from a weekend in Wales, I received a text off a number I didn't recognise. It read, was I aware my personal details had been circulated on Facebook and a vigilante group started? I replied, what for? I was told the taking of someone's horses. This was the first I knew about the incident, which occurred on Thursday, the 17th of October 2013. Little did I know at this point, this was the start of a vigilante vendetta against myself. On my return home, I spent the entire evening looking through various Facebook status, all accusing myself of taking someone's horses, which appeared to have belonged to Mr. McAhalls. To my utter disbelief, my company and myself had been accused of being involved and present in one of the most horrific and barbaric seizures of horses which I've ever heard of. At first, on reading the post on Facebook, I didn't believe such a horrific incident could possibly happen in England. After several phone calls to various councils and being passed from officer department to another, I finally spoke to Walsall Animal Welfare Department, Mr. Potts, who confirmed that an incident took place on their border, whereby two horses were shot. I demanded to know which bailiff company were responsible for taking Mr. McAhall's horses. They replied that they had used a bailiff company from Lancashire called Rossendales. I believe the proprietor to Rossendales to be named a lady named Kelly. Perhaps this is where confusion of the companies occurred. To my dismay, my company, Equine Emergency Services, and myself, Kerry Bowen, continue to be harassed and the centre of malicious gossip. The sooner this misunderstanding of a bailiff company is cleared, the sooner Mr. McAhalls can hopefully contact the correct bailiff company and reclaim his poor horses. The sooner Equine Emergency Services can continue with their rehabilitation. I have attached two pictures of two horses before and after which have been abandoned, and that was of a different story, which he has to be fair.
Well,
now,
why is she personal message, right? A lot of people who was on the Facebook commenting, she's trying to say it's not her, but why hasn't she personal messaged me? Because there was a picture of what was taken of a lady, what was there, leading the horses off, and it's been shown to somebody who's close to her, who knows that, and said straight away who she is. She's Bowen Equestrian, from down by Kinverboy Bridge North, apparently. Bowen Equestrian, and she's the one that's working under the name of Rossendale to cover her own back, as she's working for the bailiffs, because the bailiffs are only the people what do the paperwork and phone calls. She's the one that's actually going out and taking them. Now, to at least 10 people who have catched her at their land on the fields and know who she is because she lives close to them. They live by air and they know air. So, obviously, at least 10 people, there's a lot more, but I can say at least 10 people know it's her who's doing it. They know her horse box. They keep spraying her horse box every couple of weeks to try and give a disguise so nobody knows who it is. She even goes to auctions and buys horses herself where people know who it is.
Yeah.
And she's even gone to an auction, and when she took 50 horses off one man, took some of the man's horses off one horse box in front of him when she knows he took them off his field and put them into another horse box and drove off laughing at them. So she's trying to say it's nothing to do with her. It's all to do with her.
It is and it isn't, Macca, in the sense of somebody obviously told them what to do and what they can and can't do. Now,
I know three people, but I can't say names. I know three people who's actually catched her with bowl cutters taking the locks off people's fields. What is in council fields? She's been loosening up people's horses out to run on the road, so she's only around the corner waiting for them to come and then say, I've had a phone call, I have to pick them up. Now, why don't the people get in touch with the owners? These people, I've actually seen her cutting the fence and the gates to get the animals out and then saying, to cover her own back, saying they're running around the streets when they're not. They've catched her there.
Yeah. Well,
there was any helping horses out. Or now somebody who's in an animal trust itself who's actually told me, and they've tape-recorded the phone calls with her, who's done research on her, and they said it's not nice for what she's doing. She's claiming she's looking after animals and she nurses them back to health. She's not. She sells them abroad for dog meat.
Mm.
And it's happened to hundreds and hundreds of horses.
Yeah. I've got to say, I want to move on to this email that I had, and I think this is quite important, Macca, and I think she might have actually emailed you as well or messaged you.
No, she hasn't got in touch with me at all.
No, sorry.
She's done a lot of others.
Sorry. Not that lady now. We're moving on from this. I want to go through to this thing here because this is like helping you with what you need to do and what people can do to help. The one thing I'll say to people is, if anybody wants to send any information to me so we can do another follow-on show, because obviously I did have somebody say that you had been threatening whatever. If anybody's got any facts and figures that they want to send to me, I do two sides of every story, but I cannot
do two sides
to every story
It still doesn't justify the fact the way they've come and took the horses and still never give us no notification where they are and shoot our two horses for no reason at all.
Do you know what? I'm an animal advocate through and through, and it doesn't matter what happens, right, at the end of the day, unless it's an absolute thing. But all I'm going to say to people is, I can only do a two-sided story if the people on the other side will actually get in touch. I have read out the one piece of information that I've got. If anybody else wants to ring in the show for the last half an hour and wants to do the other side, if you've got some facts and figures that you want to share with me, I've got no problem in reading them out, okay? But at the end of the day, I can only do a two-sided story if the other side wants to come in. So at the end of the day, everybody who knows me with the Ask Sue show, I've always done two sides of every story. I'll give everybody a chance to speak. So if anybody else wants to ring in and wants to say their piece, that's fine. And let me just say to people, if you want to ring in, it will not be that I'll put Macca on with yourself. I will let you speak on your own. There'll be no interruptions because that's only fair, okay? So if anybody wants to ring in, 001-347-327-9694 or give me an email, asksueshow@gmail.com, and I'll read them out as well. Now, Sonia's actually got in touch with us, and thank you to Sonia for this. She's saying, and I sort of agree with this as well, she's saying about getting some posters and getting witness statements. Because at the end of the day, there's all these different, you've said that different people have seen it. So the first thing I want to say to anybody that's actually listening to the show tonight, if you want to do a witness statement or you want to do emails or anything, by all means, even if you don't want to send them to Macca himself, I've got no problem in being the in-between. You can send them to asksueshow@gmail.com. If anybody's got any photos or video footage of the incident, et cetera, from the witnesses, again, you can email them to me. If you didn't see Macca, to give them to him, or you actually did it and you were up in your room or whatever, I don't know, and you've actually been able to video it, please forward them to us, because obviously we do need to see that. Any pictures that people have got of the horses, you know, maybe you've took your children or whatever, you know, if you want to prove the fact that these horses were indeed able to be walked up to and everything, by all means, send them to us as well. The photos of the land, she's saying about Google Maps, Macca, you know, about aerial photos.
Yeah, I've done that. I've put pictures on there,
Yeah, so we've got those, haven't we, really? Video footage of the damaged land. So, you know, a video of the field.
Well, when some of the plates was going, when the thing is there, my son has got I think he has got one or two videos of them and they're smashing the stables down and the fencing.
Right, okay. What's the mean? Let me just have a look what else we've got here. Right, okay. We also need to obviously get the family. You need to get the family witnesses so they can say that they belong to you, that you know, and also people that can prove that you've been on the field for that long. Do you know what I mean? Because,
well,
again, hearsay is easy.
We've already done a petition of everybody stating how long they have been in their houses, and we was here before a lot of them in the street. And these are blood signed petitions. What's been in here 20 years and 25 years? We'd already done a petition with that. That's in the sister's hands and gone to the Coventry Land Registry. You know, we've already done a petition, over 100 people, what's close to the area. Who knows how long we've had that field? You know, every person in the street signed the piece of paper. You know, that was months ago, to say, like, how long we'd had it and how long we've been on there.
Yep. Now, the other thing that is a good question as well, and I was going to come up to this because I'm thinking about the badger call. I'm thinking of other things because, obviously, I'm not used to dealing with the horse situation and everything, so it's a bit out of my line, but we're catching up. But did this guy that actually shot the horse, did he actually have a license to do so?
Well, I don't know because I've never seen the man before in my life. I mean, it's like if he is a proper knacker man, a registered man, whatever he's got to be, if he's an horse ambulance, whatever he is not allowed by law to shoot healthy animals. He's there to nature them back to health or shoot them if it's into put them out of the misery. But why shoot two healthy animals? He should have declined to shoot them animals as he was there, you know, because he knew for a fact they wasn't wild animals and he knew for a fact there was healthy animals. Because if he's doing his job properly, he's got to have been in it for so many years, and he'd know an healthy horse from a bad horse. As you can see in the pictures, does any of our horses look bad?
No, to be fair.
You know, none of them.
To be fair.
They're done like kids. You know, regard the cost. We ain't got loads of money, but regard the cost, whatever it is, it's like our kids, them looked after, whatever's has to be done with them, they're done. You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, if they was ill-treated or anything, and they was on death's doors, fair play, they need to be put down to put out the misery for suffering, because we love animals. We'd like to see animals suffer. You know, whatever it is, we try and help them. If we can help them, we will help them. But with our horses, it's a totally different kettle of fish. You know, it's like, you know, everybody comes there, they're looked after, regardless. And for them to come and show to healthy horses like that, I mean, it shows you the horses what they are. There was a 75-year-old man, they only gave him us a few days before because he got took in hospital bad, and he's come out of hospital, and then we've had to drop the news to him that he was dead. There could have been to a lot of other horse people around the area, but they didn't. They knew my dad was looked after well, and he'd looked after them. That's why he let him have them, to look after them.
Yeah.
And then within a few days, I'm knowing they're being shot. These are what kind of horses they are. The thoroughbred race horses. Every one of the family have all been sent abroad because they're all in the national and things like that. They're all prop-top race horses. They ain't just like some of what's been chucked about. You know, they are top-spec horses. They're not rubbing rags. You know, and these are the kind of horses what they've shot. So they know by looking at the horse what kind of condition they're in, and they know they're fit and healthy.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I've got to also say, the local MP that I've been told is Walsall North is contactable. His website is David Winnick. Apparently it's David, and that's winnick.webs.com. So that's somebody that you can contact. Also you can contact your local councillors and write to them to help investigate. You can trace your local councillors.
Well, there's a few people, to be honest with you. There are a few people in top places who got involved with it because they know that what's happened, that it's in the wrong, it's a bang out of order. So, you know, we're just waiting to hear what's happening with them, what's going on. Like, because there's another man who's a top councillor. Even he's got involved and he's writing letters to them all over it all. He's demanded emergency meetings with the Express and Star. He's demanded why they've told lies. He's demanded them to tell them to make sure that they've got to do a follow-up story on it and tell the truth this time, because they've admitted that it was lies, they knew it was lies, because the backlash what they had the next day of printing it, how many letters they'd had, how many emails they'd had saying, why are you telling lies? And, you know, they knew what had gone on, as people who knew the story, exact truth what had happened because they witnessed it, you know. So, and then they've admitted to them. There's even people who's messaged me on Facebook saying that they've got confirmation back off an email off Express and Star admitting they'd told lies because they knew it couldn't have been the true story because of how much backlash they've had the next day off email stating the true story, what had happened, which is half-time due tonight. You know, so it's like they was taking a story off two people, that Mike Bird and the council officer. They've taken a story off them and Mike Bird wasn't even there present. You know, so if he's saying his colleagues won't lie to him, there's only truth and lies. What does he say? There's always three sides to a story, more side, his side than the truth. So obviously he hasn't actually put standing and being a man and putting his own name to it till he come, because he knew where it was going worldwide and nationwide, he ain't going to be shut up about it. So he knows when the truth does actually come out, he's saying, well, he's told me this, he's told me that I believed him and I believed him. It's covering his own ass all the while, he's passing the book. But if he's going to give a statement the way he has done with me on the radio, he's got to be covering it with his own ass. Not I believe, passing the book to somebody else. He's got to say, this is what has actually happened. Not I believe. I ain't said I believe this and I believe that, because it's hearsay. I just told you like the story as it's actually happened, with my own eyes there, standing yards away from what's happened to myself. I believe this, and he's told me this, and he's told me that. I know for facts what I've told tonight. He's 120% as I'm alive here, sitting here now, talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Not passing the book on to other people.
No. The other thing is we need to get the picture as well, of this Kerry, is it? We need to get the picture, and I've got somebody saying that they'll check that picture out to see if that is the right person and that as well. Because obviously, one person to say, Macca, oh, that's such and such, you've got to be very careful what you say. And I've got to say this to everybody, right? Not all police are bad police. Not all bailiffs
are bad
bailiffs.
And now nobody said there was, but all the police what was here are bad police.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, though, Mac, that they've all got their jobs. That doesn't mean it was right. I'm not saying that it was right what they did, okay? But they've all been told to do their jobs and whatever, and some of them police have got families and the council and all that. And when you're told to do something at your work, you have to do it. You don't get a question of, well, I can't do that because of such and such.
Yeah, but
they've got
a
job.
This is like all the sign to them. How can you justify yourself? You're saying you're here to keep the peace. You ain't have to have a warrant to come and what you're doing because you're not wanting to keep the peace. How can you justify yourself standing there now knowing that someone's going to shoot two healthy horses there when we've pleaded with you for hours to say we'll catch it, to solve the problem, to move myself? How is that justifying it? How is that doing their job? So in my eyes and a lot of other people's eyes, they need the sack because obviously taxpayers is paying the money to pay them to do a job what they're not even doing.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like, the one thing I've found out, Macca, and trust me, we've done some big exposures in America, is you get these people that come on some of these sites and they're bad-mouthing everybody, and it's like, that's just getting rid of away with it from the facts. You need the story of the truth to come out. If everything, and I'm not saying this that you're lying, I'm saying if everything that you've said is the truth, you want the truth to get out there. You don't need everybody saying, oh, well, they were this and they were
that
and they were that.
That's
going to get nowhere.
That's why we've told them time again about it.
Yep.
But we can't stop them from expressing their feelings. That's how them feel against what they've done to the animals. It's only expressing itself. It's not actually going and doing something to the people themselves. It's just expressing themselves. It's like you could be nailing something with your finger with your hammer. What's the first thing you say? A swear word. But you don't mean it. It's just expressing yourself.
Exactly.
You know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. If they take it as a threat or not, you could be standing there and looking at somebody if they take it as a threat or not. That's up to them. Because at the end of the day, you haven't actually done anything to them. It's just how the people work, and that's just what they're trying to come round to now. He's passed the book again. Oh, they're threatening us. But what did they expect? Put a tap on the back and a medal for saying you've killed two people's horses, what was innocent, for nothing. Horses was here before cars. Horses made the country. Horses are only doing what they know what to do, walk and work and eat grass and drink water.
Yep.
Actually doing wrong.
Exactly.
It's like that. You said all them police officers was there now, right? Say, oh, we've come out the garden. If a gang of us lads had come out the garden and then police were tills up, what would most of them have done? Run off?
Yeah.
So what's different with an horse running off with machines smashing their enclosure down? What's the difference? It's natural instinct.
Yeah.
What's the difference between human and an horse? And also, obviously, somebody smashing its arm up, what it's just getting used to, it's going to go into the next field to eat grass. It's just a natural instinct. You can't expect two horses to stop there when big machines, what they don't even know, were probably thinking they're going to kill them and hurt them. And then they've got all these luminous coats standing around them. You know, it's like yourself, if we'd have gone out there with tools, like I just said, what would the police done on the back feet? Some of them would have run off and some of them would have probably stood there. You know, but it's one of them things what you do. And horse don't know no difference. It's come from a quiet place itself where they've been for years to come to this with no snow, piled up with the other horses. And then this happens within a few days. Obviously, they're going to think, what's going on? The manager just settling into the field as it is.
Exactly.
You know, they can't expect one thing for one and one for another. They can't expect a medal for what they've done. They've got to be men about it and own up that it was in the wrong and get it sorted out. Instead of keep passing the book, saying, oh, there's threats being made, oh, there's this being done, oh, there's that being done. That's irrelevant. It wouldn't have happened in the first place if they didn't come and do what they did do. Can't expect a medal for what they have done, can they?
No.
So what did they expect?
Yep. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Obviously they're going to have some backlash somewhere along the line off people. People ain't idiots. They ain't stupid. They ain't going to pay their wages to sit about and doing a job when they ain't even doing the job right in the first place. They might as well just keep pissing it up the wall.
Yeah. So, Matthew, where is it up to now then? Because obviously you've sent that paperwork off. What are they literally going to hand you over the horses straight away, or have you still got the fight to get them back?
I don't know. I was trying to add anything, to be honest with you. It's like it's going to a dead end now for some reason. I mean, obviously, if them have had paperwork to come, they don't just go on people's land without doing paperwork to say, well, we've took this from there, we took that. But apparently, the lady said they've got hundreds or thousands of horses. So it's like them and only do the paper side work of it. They only do the phone calls. So then we're passing the stuff on to Kerry Bowen. As Kerry Bowen say, if she's got 20 fields with hundreds of horses in, you know, these have got to get in touch with her and say, well, where's this horse gone? Where's that horse gone from so-and-so place? Blah, blah, blah. So they can tell me then that they have had them and where they're actually at.
Yeah.
You know, so we can start a court order against them then before they dispose of them and shoot them and send them off for dog meat, a chance to get them back. But until then, we've still nowhere clearer. But how can they just come on people's land for no reason at all and take it? It's beyond me.
Yeah.
If there was a dog running about on the field there now, you know, a stray dog, you wouldn't get the police come and say, oh, shoot it. They'd sedate it and take it, or just put a string around its neck and take it off.
Yeah.
You know, they wouldn't just... You don't see an RSPCA man running about trying to shoot a dog, do you?
Yeah.
You know, they take it back to their place and then deal with it properly.
Yeah.
You know,
and
they don't see them running
thing,
around the streets with guns.
Yeah. See, the other thing is, why didn't they get in touch with the RSPCA, somebody that's who obviously is...
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Doing
they
that.
Don't do anything. They broke that many rules. It's unbelievable. And I don't even know that much about the law is what it is. It's only what I've been off of the people who would know the law, and it is stated in the law. You know, they broke that many rules. It's unbelievable. It's like I said earlier, why don't they take us to court for an eviction to move us off the land instead of just coming the way they did without a warrant or anything?
Yeah.
You know, it's like I said, I've got nothing about gypsies. They've got everybody's got to have somewhere to live. If they pulled on a patch of land, they can't just go on there straight away and bulldoze the place down. They go to court, 28 days, get a notice of eviction, and then give it to them within 48 hours to move.
Yeah.
What, they ain't done none of that with us. They've just come with the diggers and smashed the fence down and the horse enclosure. So the two horses have gone onto the neighbouring field, so they've shot them. It's as simple, it's as simple as that as they've done it. When they could have just loosed us out, a couple of us out to go and catch the horses like we was offering. But all we got was smiles on the faces, laughing at us, saying, you ain't getting out, you're going to be arrested, step foot out, you're being arrested.
Yeah, yeah.
There was that many simple ways they could have stopped all this crap. You know, they could have stopped all this, but they don't realise the backlash and the people, what's got together, the nation, to stand up. But it shouldn't have took for two innocent horses to be shot for the nation to get together to stand up. It shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, like I've said, they ain't actually shot two horses. They've killed a nation off.
Yeah.
Of the belief and respecting them.
Yeah. Marco, when they took the other horses, where were the horse boxes and everything parked? How far away from the field was this?
Well, it was across the road into an estate where they'd parked the horse box up. They was taking two at a time, and then they was travelling, taking them, and then coming back, and then taking another two.
Right, okay. It's okay, because I've got somebody's asking me the questions, and it's simply because, obviously, they've managed to walk them straight to the boxes, so why, you know, it's difficult to realise, why on earth couldn't they have got the last two?
What we were saying, that's the whole point about it. They couldn't get the last two, because the other eight, what was catched, was the main horses, what we use as, you know, in our carts to drive about while the kids go on. But the other two, there was no to the enclosure because there was only there a few days. But them are as tame as our horses. Well, you imagine, these horses are all piled up now. The other eight horses are took and the donkey. And then these two horses are left on their own and they're thinking, hold on, where's our poles gone? And all these machines round them, God knows what their heads was all over the place. Like, obviously, they're going to be stressed.
So
they never tried to catch them. Instead of trying to catch them first, like the others having with the fence... They've smashed the fence down first because they was going at it, all balls blazing. You know, all guns blazing, smashing the enclosure down and the stables before they'd even catch these other two horses.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
exactly.
So with them phoning the knacker man, because why don't they get the other people to come and get these horses who took the others? They found the knacker man, so obviously they knew what was going on in the first place. As I was saying to them, that horse box is too, the cattle box is too small. And then
yeah.
them going, well, it ain't nothing to do with us. I said, well, if we was trying to squash two big horses like that in a cattle box, you'd have us done for cruelty to animals. So what's going on? And they went, I said, you're going to shoot them, ain't you? And he went, well, you ain't going to shoot them. What you have wanted at us for? It ain't us shooting them. I said, you knew this all along. You're going to shoot them two horses. He said, it ain't us. So what you wanted at us for? You know?
Yeah.
And I said, but you're to blame. If there was a crime being committed by three people, the three people are being done for that crime. Not one. The three of them. So at least there's 40 officers there. The councilman, all them have got to take the flak for it. Because all them was there, them all joined together as a partner, has stopped us from coming out our gates, from saving our horses.
Yeah.
So why has only one got to take the flak for it?
Yeah.
It's a team. The team's there. If a football team goes and plays football and they win, the whole team gets done for it. If they lose, they lose. The whole team, the whole team's losing. Not one officer or one person of the team, the captain, it's all of them. You know, so them all there joined to it. They've all got to track the flak for it. They've all stopped and stood there and seen the situation and let the situation happen without saying, hold on, not one of them stepping up saying, hold on, we can't do this, we can't shoot them, let's just get together and catch them.
Yeah.
But it's also without them out for us. Well, I don't get paid for running around the field for horses. So, you know, what's that telling you about the community? What they're being paid to do the job? They'd rather stand there instead of just keeping fit like they're supposed to be, to keep on the toes. Instead of keeping fit, they're just standing there and saying, well, we don't get paid for it. Why don't they just jog and get together and get round the horses and catch them that way?
Yeah.
There was enough of them. They was too busy more wanting us to cause trouble, standing at that gate saying, step out, you're going to get arrested. It's not the comfort trouble. However area would you know, or go to anybody's house, is to take a few horses, take 40-plus people, police.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's something planned there. There's something planned telling you straight away there's something wrong. Them giving for trouble.
Let me just read...
But they don't get it.
Yeah, let me just read these couple of emails that have just come in. One's just said, can I just say I've lived across the field of all my life for over 20 years and the horses have never caused harm or have been a danger to the public. They're very well looked after and the field where they are kept has been looked after, no thanks to the council. There should be no reason at all for the land to be used for anything but a home for the animals and a play field for the children. The council cannot do anything else with it, it's just bogland. It hasn't been a problem for over 50 years where my mum was brought up. So why all of a sudden does it matter now?
Exactly.
Right.
So all these emails are telling you something here, ain't they, to just what them are saying. It's all their justification is and their excuses. There's a danger to the public, the runoff. But what person out of all these emails and messages have you had have said them horses are a danger in once in how many years? Not one's bad word, like you've said, there's not one bad word said. There's a danger horse there and anybody, it's running on the road.
Yeah.
But it just seems everybody just seems to like listen more of, oh, there's a danger to the public. It was running down the road to off a man who wasn't even present.
Yeah. There's I've just had another email. It's I'm going to keep it confidential. Yes, the man did have a license to shoot them, and they were shot as a last resort.
As a last resort?
Would we have this debate if the horses had killed a child the trouble is the thing is, a lot of the times when we're doing a two-sided story, I know it's very difficult because some people want to speak, but they have got to look after themselves too, and I understand that. I grant that. But if anybody wants to email with facts or figures or anything, by all means, you know, I've got no problem in reading it out on the show. We've still got 9 more minutes, so by all means, anybody who's got anything that they can forward on, or if anybody wants to call in and have a word about this, I've got no problem in taking this. Right. I've known this family to have this land for more than 25 years. I was there on the morning that this happened. I saw about 15 police on their back garden stopping Macca and his family from coming out to what was happening. There was trucks knocking down the fences and barns, and they burnt them down. Two of the horses ran off scared, and one of the police got the shotgun out of his Jeep and shot the horses. I saw Kerry Bowen in the car with the man who shot the horse and took the reg number of the car that she's in. She's a liar. I'm not being funny, but I can't go really into much of that. We're going to protest down the Civic Centre to keep the land.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm going to keep names confidential, and thank you very much to that person for emailing as well, and the other lady as well.
It's like that kind of just comment on the comment when they said, oh, well, they could have killed a baby, would have had the same thing. The exact thing here, what split it from that story of could have killed a baby to the horse, the fact is the horses was killed and it didn't cause a problem. The thing is with a killing a baby, it hasn't happened, so it isn't a fact. The fact is they shot the two horses and they knew they was in the wrong.
Yeah.
That's just an excuse. It could have killed a baby. It's like saying, oh, I'm just going to go and get him mark on. Now I could have killed somebody. Anything can happen, but it hasn't happened. The fact is they killed two horses, innocent horses. What wasn't a danger to anybody?
Do you know what? I've got to say thank you to Anne because she's been my right-hand woman all week and I appreciate
her. Oh, it's been great.
I'll tell you what, that's a lass with an attitude and she won't mind me saying it either. I'm going to get shouted at in the chat room in a minute. Anyway, she said to me, and do you know what, she just reminded me, what about the other, there was two other shot the following night. Do you know anything about this, Macca?
Two horses shot, I don't know about that. I know another two horses was took. Somebody put that on my Facebook wall and said somebody had stolen two of hers in the night as well, because that's just how they're working. They're coming from like between 10 o'clock at night and 5 o'clock in the morning when they've taken the horses off the fields.
Yeah. I just want to say to everybody, if anybody's got anything that you can add to this, even if it's after the show, even if you've had your horses taken, maybe you've had your horses shot, wherever you are in the UK, please give me an email because, you know, Macca's saying, and I've had a couple of other people saying that this has happened a few times at other places. Please give me an email, asksueshow@gmail.com. That's asksueshow@gmail.com. And even if there's RSPCA people listening to the show, you know, if you've actually had to have, you've had problems with two horses before and you've not been able to get them in, what did you do? And please email me and let me know how you would have gone about it if you were there. We will be doing another follow-up show, and anybody who wants to speak for or against Macca, you know, you're welcome to come on the show. This is a two-sided show, but I can only make it two-sided if we have a two-sided part. So, you know, if anybody else wants to email or give us a call in, 001-347-327-9694. That's 001-347-327-9694. Right, hold a minute. The horses were wild and he wouldn't get them through, they were asked to.
If they was asked to get out, we would have got out and got them ourselves. We was asking and pleading with them to let us go and catch them, and they wouldn't let us out. It's like I had a message from off someone down Wales that with the mountains down there with all the wild horses, what's about down there? They ain't having anybody going to them and messing with them. Look, we are every day to keep them tame and null to humans. Then wild as anything, but why ain't the police going shooting them then? What could be in danger to people walking across the moors and the mountains, you know? Why are they shooting them? You know, our horses aren't wild, our horses are pets.
Yep. Macca, the one thing I really want I ask a few of you, when you speak to your the land registry or whatever, could you ask them to either email me or if you can get a copy of a letter from them stating that you had already applied for this land, and also the fact that it was very close to completion. Because a lot of the time, I've had about three emails now saying to me that you were taking land that doesn't belong to you, okay?
Yeah.
Now, in response to this, I don't see that you're taking the land. I see that you were asking if you could have it and you were applying for it with the correct procedures, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I just want to have proof.
We're trying to say we've gone about it in the bad way. We've tried to do it the right way.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, if you can send me just some information or a copy or whatever of that, so I can literally share that and show people this.
I'll try and get it for this week. This week now. This week coming, I'll try and get it for this week.
Yeah, that's fine. But see what you can do with that. But listen, we're coming to the end of the show, Mac. Let me just see if there's anybody in the chat room. Anybody in the chat room have got anything that they want to bring forward? By all means, just give me a quick... Anybody else who wants to email after the show, you can email asksueshow@gmail.com. If there's anybody who'd like to, by all means, support Macca in any way that you can, you can also email me and I will forward you on to Macca or send his details once I get the go-ahead. Macca, thank you so much for coming on the show and obviously
you're welcome.
Giving me
you're
two
welcome.
Hours of your time.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay, well, listen, you look after yourself. Thanks ever so much, Mac, and I'll speak to you soon.
Okay,
thanks very much.
Cheers for you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And thank you very much to Macca. Sorry, I pressed the wrong button. Thank you very much to Macca for joining me on the show tonight. For the people that have messaged me saying that this was not a two-sided story, I did not have the other side to be able to think, but if anybody's got any information or facts and figures and evidence to say of the other side, by all means, you can forward it to me, or I can actually take a statement off you, and I will read that out for the next show. We will be having another show, a follow-up. Thank you very much to everybody who's took part. Thank you very much to everybody for the messages. Thank you to Walsall Council and the Walsall Police for forwarding on to the email as well. Thank you very much to everybody that's into the show. If anybody would like to forward anything else to me, asksueshow@gmail.com. And also, please have a look at the website, www.asksueradioshow.com. Thank you very much, and all have a safe and pleasant evening, the rest of it. And I'll speak to you all very, very soon. Thank you very much, and please share the Let's start again. Share the show links and we'll get it out there. Thank you very much. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.